Friends, welcome back. Our subject, inventory optimization, and I welcome you to chapter number 7. And in this chapter, we will discuss how to manage work in process inventory, WIP inventory. Earlier, we saw the spare parts management, and now equally important is WIP. So we will see how to manage the WIP inventory. What is WIP? What is consumed? That means what is drawn from stores minus what is not yet completed. That means parts are withdrawn from the stores, but finished good has not yet happened, and so the whole thing is lying on the shop floor. It is not yet completed and become the finished goods, but the material is drawn from the stores, and all this is called as WIP, work in process or work in progress. Very, very clear. What is consumed but not yet become completed, FG. This is WIP. Whether something is reported as consumed or reported as completed has to do with bill of material structure. I will tell you in the next slide. Bill of materials is the list of materials required for producing finished goods. So what is the structure of that bill of materials? Then transactional methods being used for converting this bill of materials to the finished goods. Then the procedures related to when and how the things are reported. Let us see how. Personal computer, I have an order of 10 numbers of manufacturing the personal computer. 10 numbers of manufacturing personal computers, 10 numbers computers. So for that, what is the bill of materials here? Bill of materials. CPU will be there, monitor will be there, keyboard will be there, mouse will be there. All of you know this. But the order is not for CPU. Order is not for monitor. Order is not for keyboard. Order is not also for mouse. It is for personal computers. So unless 10 personal computers are finished and available as PCs, all this material is considered as WIP. I will explain this slide. Here there is only one BOM and production order for 10 PCs. So all the components to these 4 assemblies are considered as WIP until all the 10 units are personal computers are delivered, and order for 10 numbers of personal computer is completed. Till that time, everything is in WIP. Understand this WIP very, very clearly. However, it can happen that there is an order only for 10 numbers of CPU, 10 numbers of monitor, 10 numbers of keyboards, 10 numbers of mouse, the order is for mouse only. Then as soon as I manufacture the mouse, 10 numbers, as soon as I manufacture the CPU, 10 numbers, as soon as I manufacture the monitors, 10 numbers, and as soon as I manufacture the keyboards, 10 numbers. Orders are closed. They are no more in WIP, because orders are not for the personal computer. They are for individual CPU, monitor, keyboard and mouse. Understand this. In one case, they will be lying as WIP. In this particular case, they will be considered as finished goods, because the orders are for that individual components. Components required for 10 CPUs have been collected and delivered to the assembly bench. For example, all these parts are drawn and they are on the assembly bench. Although no operation is done. For example, these are drawn and kept as it is. Nobody has come there to do anything on that. But still, it is WIP. They are kept aside, still they are considered as WIP just because of the transaction. For example, if they were in the raw material stores, they would be considered as raw material stock. But since somebody has drawn these parts and kept on the assembly bench, done nothing on that, but still they are WIP. Consider this particular point so that you understand very clearly what is WIP. WIP account now. WIP is one thing and WIP account is another thing. What is WIP account? WIP account is materials drawn from stores. Labor, that means whatever labor we have put in to convert that material into finished goods, I will consider that cost also in the WIP account. Then machine cost, overhead cost, this also will be added into that. So what is WIP account? A finished product, materials cost, labor cost, machines cost, overhead cost, all that will come in the WIP account till it becomes finished goods. WIP will be cost of all these things. Please consider. Please, some people do not understand. They feel that only the materials cost. It is not only materials cost. It is input labor cost, it is machine cost, overhead cost, everything comes in the WIP account. So, quickly we have to convert this WIP into finished goods. Otherwise, it will be lying as unnecessary inventory or maybe necessary inventory, but our funds are locked into this WIP inventory. So to that extent, we have to see that WIP inventory is always optimized, always focused upon. Otherwise, it will be lying as unutilized funds. And our funds are getting blocked into this. In many companies, WIP inventory becomes a headache because sometimes huge stocks which are not moving, inactive WIP, useless WIP, nobody knows what to do with that. Material getting rusted, material is getting damaged and it is not moving at all. So that way we have to see that it is not only materials cost, it is also labor, it is also machines and it is also overheads. So much money is locked. Understand this. WIP is an account used to track the cost associated with production of goods. Materials consumed in production are only one part of this cost. In addition, materials cost is there, labor cost is there, machine time is there, overhead is also, I told you, WIP account represents the value of all these things. Now, as I told you, active WIP. What is active WIP? Materials, semi-finished goods, components in various stages of production are spread over entire production centers and they constitute active WIP. They are moving, they have a flow, it is required for continuous production. Buffers are required for utilizing the buffer bottleneck machines. So all this is required. This WIP is an inevitable part of production process and gets converted into finished goods in time period dependent on production process. For example, it can be 10 hours, it can be 15 hours and in that is the time taken for getting the WIP converted into FG. Active WIP cannot be eliminated. If somebody says that I want to keep zero active WIP, it is not possible. Otherwise, there will be machine downtime. There will be machine downtime and also man man idle time also will be there. Management of batch sizes, preventive maintenance, keeping the machines in very good condition, well maintained, well serviced upon, material and manpower planning very good, continuous availability of material, continuous availability of labor to complete the batch quantity in planned cycle time. Nothing but production management, production and operations management, production planning, all this WIP, active WIP cannot be eliminated but can be minimized if we do all these things. In multi-product batch production, situations where jobs are in machine shops, active WIP is sometimes more than the inventories of raw materials and finished product. For example, the production line is too large, too big. The material lying in the production line can be much more than the raw material stock as well as finished product stock together. This is mainly due to number of components being produced simultaneously, and each component has its own batch size, often based upon the economic order quantity which we have discussed earlier, EOQ. Okay, so active WIP. Then it is delayed WIP. What is delayed? It's a headache. Delayed WIP, semi-finished or semi-finished, semi-processed components, sub-assemblies which have been produced. One economic production large batch and it is stored in the stores for subsequent stage of production, remain on the shop floor also. In temporary storage areas, getting rusted, getting corroded, because other inputs are not available. Till the other inputs are available, this WIP will be lying idle in the shop, delayed WIP, because required other sub-assemblies are not available, other components are not available, waiting time. Delayed WIP. So just in time systems where materials are pulled, MRP, which we will discuss in the later chapters, just in time method is required to solve this problem. We cannot have delayed WIP in the shop. We cannot have some WIP waiting for another WIP, simply waiting and getting damaged, rusted and so on. We cannot have delayed WIP. Inactive WIP. What is inactive? Finished components and sub-assemblies are stored, awaiting issue to the production line. People have not come yet to draw this. As and when required, as per schedules, funds are locked. Because sometimes this WIP lies for months together, days together, weeks together. Funds are locked. So I am telling you, we cannot have inactive WIP. We cannot have delayed WIP. We only want active WIP, and for that just in time is the solution for this. We have to understand, and in the coming slides I will be explaining to you this point. We cannot have inactive WIP. We cannot have delayed WIP. So what to do? How to optimize this? Through just-in-time manufacturing. So, I will tell you one by one these things. It has to be a manufacturing flow. Flow, understand, very, very important. Flow, continuous movement, non-stop movement of WIP. For example, look at this machine. Machine parts are received, then next operation, then stock, material to production, then line loading, then first operation, second operation, third operation, like soldering, manufacturing, then sampling, then moving in process audit, and then shipping. Continuously moving. There is absolutely no breakdown. There is no idle WIP anywhere. Parts are continuously moving, shipping. It is required. Manufacturing flow, line balancing, everything is required. Material just moves from place one operation to another, another to another, without waiting. There are no buffer stocks also kept because we don't need them. There is no bottleneck machine also here. If there is a bottleneck machine, some buffers are kept so that the bottleneck machine is utilized 100% in all the three shifts so that flow doesn't get interrupted. Every machine continuously runs to the required level so that the flow is maintained. We are not worried about utilization of 100% utilization of every machine. We want flow so that when the parts come from the earlier operation to that operation, it just moves fast. No waiting time. This is called manufacturing flow. Next is improved layouts. In the production shop, we want to keep improved layouts so that people help each other. And it is the example of work sales. For example, earlier there were cell number one, there was one operator, and cell number two, another operator. It was current layout. Workers in small, closed areas. Here one worker, here another worker. Different locations. Cannot increase output without a third worker and third set of equipment. So if there is no third worker, production cannot increase. But what I have done? I have put one complete work cell like this. Complete work cell where two people are there, they are helping each other, and so improved layout, cross-trained workers can assist each other. So not necessary to put third operator, but still I can improve the production. Improved layout. So if we have to continuously control the WIP, not to have any delayed WIP, not to have any inactive WIP, flow has to improve, layouts have to improve like this. For example, here also, current layout was having these four workers working in a line, and now I have kept this type of a cell where there are only three workers making the same production. In U shape, the workers have better access, four cross-trained workers were reduced to three. Reduction of manpower, improvement of productivity, improvement of flow. That is required for controlling the WIP level. Improved flow, improved layouts, improving flexibility. What is flexibility? Customer wants 1000 parts every day, we are able to give. But one day he comes, if he says, I want 1200 parts instead of 1000, okay, we are able to give that. We don't say no. If he suddenly comes and says, I want 2000 parts, I will say, okay, we are able to give that. That is flexibility. It is desirable to have the flexibility so the company can react swiftly to the changes in volume and mix of their products. In case of customer requirement changes, to achieve this, operators and machines must be flexible. Small machines, lean manufacturing, so that we can change the setting, improve the productivity and production. System must be configured to change over quickly from one product to another. Small machines, to achieve about machine flexibility, it often makes sense to have two relatively inexpensive general purpose machines like drilling instead of having a special purpose drilling machine. There the flexibility is better. So like this I have shown machine A, machine B, WIP is there, large machine is there, then WIP is there, then machine D and machine E. This was earlier multi-purpose machines. which we were, when we were earlier working, we were having large machines. But today, to improve the flexibility, what I do is, I take the parts from machine A to the machine C1 to the machine E, flow goes on. If there is improved production is required, I will set the machine B, machine C2, machine F. It is possible for me to change the production quantities easily. It is possible for me to set the small machines quickly. Lean manufacturing. Improved flow. I am again and again telling, WIP has something to do with the flow. WIP has something to do with the layouts. WIP has something to do with the flexibility. Then, quick changeover. SMED. What is SMED? Preliminary stage is there. Analysis phase is there. Identify internal and external elements. What is internal? When the machine is running, we have to do the setup. Current, convert internal to external wherever possible. Reduce internal and external times. We have to do maximum external. What is external? Machine is running and still we are doing the setting. That is external. We have to convert all internal setting to the external. Identify internal and external, reduce internal and external times. Single machine, single minute exchange of die. What is SMED? Single minute exchange of dies. That means reduce the setup time. Quick changeover. Then, very, very clear, you know, one clear subject is there for you, the TQM, Total Quality Management. What is Total Quality Management? Process thinking, process approach, customer satisfaction, total employee involvement, total employee commitment. You must have read the book developed by me on TQM, where all these things I have put. Teamwork, strategic and systematic approach, integrated system, decision based on facts, continuous improvement, effective communications, training, and process thinking. TQM is one thing which will improve your flow, improve your quality, improve your due date performance, everything will be improved if you have TQM. Then TPM. What is TPM? Workers themselves are responsible for the production. Elimination of main problems. Autonomous maintenance, planned maintenance, early management of new equipment, education and training. So ownership of that machine, of the machine is owned by the worker, looked after by the worker. Planned preventive maintenance in time. So this is called as TPM. Continuous uninterrupted flow, uniform plant loading, pull system, Kanban. We have discussed Kanban. Plants are to be loaded in such a way that time taken to perform tasks at each workstation is more or less identical. Line balancing, continuous uninterrupted flow. Consider that if the schedule is like this, 750, 500, 1500, it makes sense that continuously 250, 500 to 500, 500 is produced. So that you should make a schedule where the constant quantities are manufactured and uninterrupted flow is there. Then supplier teaming. We should not forget, suppliers are very important. In some companies, 80% of the parts are taken from the outside. They are very important. Their healthy supplies, in-time supplies, make a very big difference in our productivity. So we must have a very good teaming with our suppliers. So what we should do? Develop their process participation, communicating effectively with them. We should consider them as our own team members. we should consider our work, their workshop as our own workshop. We should help them in process development. We should communicate with them, continuous improvement participation, cost modeling, objective evaluations, long-term relationship. It cannot be a short-term relationship. Long-term relationship with few suppliers. We cannot have huge number of suppliers. We must depend and believe few number of suppliers and have long-term relationship with them. Help them to achieve productivity. Help them to achieve profitability. They should not lose because of you. They should not have losses because of our company. Because their economy is also required by us. If they don't make profits, they cannot make supplies to us in time also. Understand that. So, long-term relationship, fewer suppliers, development process participation, communicating, this is supplier teaming. Better supplier teaming, better will be flow from the suppliers, better will be the production flow. So I have insisted upon throughout this chapter, flow, layouts, flexibility, everything is required so that we definitely optimize our WIP and be successful in this very important function. Thank you.